From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi is demanding the independence referendum held Monday in the autonomous northern Kurdish region be annulled, calling it unconstitutional. Final results showed nearly 93% voting yes to independence. Hindreen Mohammed, head of the Independent High Elections and Referendum Commission, congratulated voters on the success of the ballot. Turnout exceeded 72%, but former Ambassador David Mack, a scholar at the Middle East Institute, said vote totals were much higher in the pro-Kurdish provinces of Erbil and Duhok, less so in Sulaymaniyah.
People I have talked to say that the turnout was much lower in Sulaymaniyah. So that's an important factor that needs to be reflected in the analysis on this.
Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani said the goal is to engage in dialogue with Baghdad on eventual secession. Iraq's parliament is demanding the prime minister send troops to the Kurdish-held region of Kirkuk to take control of oil fields. Human Rights Watch is accusing Cameroon of forcibly deporting Nigerians who fled the insurgency of Boko Haram and its violence. Gary Simpson heads the group's rights refugee program.
In our report, we have found that the Cameroonian military has been aggressively intercepting and screening Nigerian asylum seekers as they reach remote border areas in Cameroon, torturing people, accusing them of being members of Boko Haram, including women being Boko Haram wives, otherwise assaulting them, making their lives miserable while they trap them in these remote border areas and then violently deporting them back to Nigeria.
Cameroonian authorities denied the allegation. A spokesman says it's based on nothing. This is VOA News. Puerto Rican officials grappling with recovery efforts from two powerful hurricanes, Irma and Maria, are calling on Washington to lift a ban on foreign shipping between U.S. ports as a way to alleviate food, fuel, water, and medical supply shortages on the Caribbean island. Ricardo Rosello is the U.S. territory's governor.
It was a Category 4, Category 5 hurricane right after another Category 4, Category 5 hurricane. It was a complete devastation across the board in Puerto Rico that really limited our resources and limited our capabilities.
Despite the presence of federal disaster relief officials and members of the U.S. military, the island of more than 3 million continues to go largely without power. The Trump administration is proposing admitting no more than 45,000 refugees next year as a security precaution. It's the lowest number proposed since the U.S. refugee admission system was created in 1980. Administration officials said Homeland Security is increasingly turning its attention to a backlog of nearly 300,000 asylum seekers. Militants in Afghanistan used rockets and mortars to attack Kabul's international airport Wednesday, hours after U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis arrived. The assault claimed by both the Taliban and Islamic State. Mattis, who helped devise a new U.S. strategy, met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, said militants could not hope for victory. Also visiting the country is NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
The attack on the airport is a sign of weakness, not a sign of strength. To attack a civilian airport is a criminal act, is a terrorist act, and it just shows the importance of fighting these kind of organizations in Afghanistan.
Thursday, at least a dozen Afghan security force personnel were killed when a suicide attacker blew himself up in the southern province of Kandahar, an attack claimed by the Taliban. The president of Central African Republic, Faustin Archange Touadéra, told the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva Wednesday, despite a peace agreement, his country remains in crisis.
Comme je l'ai toujours rappelé,
he said the end of a political transition does not mean the end of the four-year crisis sparked by a Muslim seizure of power. He described the security and humanitarian situation as fragile. He said the main challenge is restoring the rule of law. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe Thursday dissolved the lower house of parliament and called for snap elections October 22nd as he seeks to extend his time in office. But his ruling Liberal Democratic Party is facing a growing challenge from Tokyo Governor Yuriko Koike and her new Party of Hope. President Trump Wednesday offered a major tax plan overhaul to cut taxes on businesses and reduce top taxes rates for individuals, prompting another rally in Wall Street, the Dow ending up 56 to 22,340. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, mama. voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again today. So stay close and make sure you don't touch that dial and don't move your chair away, because I'll be coming right at you. And let's make our first stop right now, the Democratic Republic of Congo with Shalamwana in Wanyimema. And right after that, Yaya El Bangu of Guinea in Diko. And Zenze Isabel by Acacio of Angola. But first, Wanyimema by Shalamwana of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Thank you.
Thank you. Zenze Isabel by Acacio of Angola, before that Diko by Yaya El Bangu of Guinea, and Wanyimema by Shalamwana of the Democratic Republic of Congo. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van Der Heer in Washington.
This is the African Beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African Beat, it brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
Welcome back. This is the show that makes you happy. It brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. Kenya is going to be our next stop with Marion Shako, and the track is Mateso Yawanye Haki. And right after that, Dandao by Cabo Verde of Cape Verde, and On My Own by the great Lucky Dube, the legend of South Africa. But let's take it to the top right now with Mateso Yawanye Haki by Marion Shako of Kenya.
Salama Macho ya buana Come, my silver, 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 come, my silver On My Own, Lucky Dube, Gone But Not Forgotten from South Africa. And before that, Dandao by Cabo Verde of Cape Verde. And Mateso Yawanye Haki by Marion Shaku of Kenya.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message.
Hi, this is Emmanuel Gabari. I'm a broadcaster, a musician, and a writer. You're listening to African Beat with David Vandy. I tell you, he's the main man to look out for when it comes to African music. Happy listening.
Welcome back. The African Beat continues, and this time to Sierra Leone, Big Joe in Shake You Bam Bam. And right after that, Tanzania's Johnny Walker in Mtoto Hafai. But let's Shake You Bam Bam right now by Big Joe of Sierra Leone.
Na yebe aujo, let we all body na di support. Papa de kole. sing.
Choka mimi mwana ntia zimu
bado
mtoto hafai mtoto hatari kesha kaa jela lakini bado hasikii mtoto hafai mtoto hatari kesha kaa jela lakini bado hasikii mtoto huyu 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 mtoto mtoto hafai mtoto hatari kesha kaa jela lakini bado hasikii mtoto mtoto hafai mtoto hatari kesha kaa jela lakini bado hasikii mtoto huyu
ione bwana
ukubwa Dubai si wingi wa pilau vitimbi mawimu siwezi kubisahau anandibwake yangu sijui hata minta ficha api sura yangu kwanza tabia udokozi hivi umepata wapi na hivyo vimacho vikundu vikundu sema umetokea wapi utakuwa lini wewe sio mtoto mdogo ushapita miaka 20 jana imekuja kesi kaniletea mzee mwandoo umeiba bata wake na umemchinjia kwa uchocho hatijapumua vizuri kaja mama batui anasema ume hivi una akili nzuri inajitahidi kukupenda mtoto haupendeki mambo yako mengine anatisha hata haiwezeki aibu tu ukija kumtembea ofisini juzi mnikawa na wenzio kule uswahilini ulipogundua mimi ukaingia mtini usibishi ulikuwa na njema nizojazia si ndio mtindo wenu nyie kukana kwanza kuvizia nitazame kwanza usikatae na nimeshikia unavuta tumbaku vindevu vichafu tafikiri uchafu wa sumaku hata Hata siku moja mwanangu huwezi kupendeza. Daftari moja Kiswahili katikati mwisho Kiingereza. Hivyo mtoto usemo na kidi mamu. Hata nyimbo zenye ukimba unamnani hii mamu. Shika shingimia inaenda ukaleteka amu. Namwandikia barua mwalimu wako wa zamu.
Kausha, kausha, kausha.
Usikii wewe. Kuta, kuta sasa ni kwenda toka.
Mtoto hafai, mtoto hatari. Kesha kaa jela lakini bado hasikii. Mtoto hafai, mtoto hatari. Kesha kaa jela lakini bado hasikii. Mtoto huyu 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 huyu. Mtoto, mtoto hafai, mtoto hatari. Kesha kaa jela lakini bado hasikii. Mtoto, mtoto hafai, mtoto hatari. Kesha kaa jela lakini bado hasikii. Mtoto huyu 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 huyu.
Kuya kafai kalikaga segerea. Kame kateko, tunakapele kabutimba. Kaangalia sura ngumu, kanapenda ndumu.
Mtoto Hafai by Johnny Walker of Tanzania and Shake You Bam Bam by Big Joe Bon Jonathan Bia of Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat and I am David Vandy. I just want you to stay tuned and always tell somebody who asks you who plays the best African music on your airwaves, say African Beat on the Voice of America. Straight from Washington. I'll be back.
The Voice of America.
Welcome back, and now the show continues. The African Beat, Youssou N'Dour of Senegal, is coming up right now with Yono Bessy. And after that, Koti Bovida by Juka of Sao Tome and Principe. And Obapa by KK Fosu of Ghana. But first, Yono Bessy by Youssou N'Dour of Senegal.
Si
best. It's number one. We love it.
The Voice of America, VOA.
KK Fosu of Ghana, before that, Koti Bovida by Juka of Sao Tome and Principe, and Unobasi by Yusundu of Senegal. And with all that, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes today, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Saudade, can't walk. I'm out of my feeling. I'm quiet.
I'm